welcome to the Snowfall Inn.
Hi, I'm Karen Barton. I called yesterday.
Last time, I'm Poochie.
Poochie?
Shh! You're in for a real treat. Our Christmas party brings the whole town out.
So are you the...
owner, man manager, and current maintenance man.
What are they really doing?
Yeah, they make love on the clock. That's what brings the Christmas clock alive. Their love.
Oh, they're having a baby. That was fast.
Yeah, baby's part clock, too.
A woman is in the kitchen, and she's basting the turkey.
And it's basted with what?
Butter, sage, oregano, allspice.
The tigerillas have busted in.
The what?
They're half tigers, half gorillas. Tigerillas.
This doesn't sound Christmassy at all. Listen to this. I'm crossing it out.
Well, instead of an apartment,
yes,
it's a penthouse, and the penthouse is really Christmas decorated.
Cool kid, doesn't not care in the world besides, you know, making money.
The uncle is done eating. He says he has a secret brother, and then the secret brother comes for Christmas.
Can John Candy be the uncle?
Yeah, like okay, angels.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's your idea?
Well,
like a big glass of milk, and is running from Santa. Like
Santa's just chugs the milk.
Yeah,
the
and he's just like chugging it.
The refrigerator door doesn't open all the way in my thing because there's an island in the way.
Mm-hmm. I like it too.
Kind of trippy, like the.
I lost my plot.
The eyes on the Christmas tree.
Yeah. These thick legs, and that's what she really wants for Christmas. Is Billy Jam upstairs or? Okay.
What?
That was my voice.
That was you?
It's got supernatural elements
Harlem
to it.
Globetrotters.
It doesn't have your kitchen in it in any way.
Well, that's good because there's not a lot of room in there.
Yeah, because of the kitchen island.
And now, this week, on Poochie.
Hello. Good call. Paul, you got your pooch. How can I help you? Hello? Can I hear it? Hello? Can I, hello? Hello? Good call. Paul, you got your pooch.
Jesus, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, it's Poochie. Since I've done the show. Do I even remember how to do the show?
All right.
Easy.
Nice
HOA
job.
HOA status.
Poochie. Yes.
Yep, I do.
Philosophies in life.
All right. Let's crack a can of memories. Wow. Remember when it was 2024? Those are all those 24 memories. Gulp, 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 gulp.
Oh no, Poochie is drowning.
Coming back from a 2 week break. I'm rested and twitching. Let's see if you can hear it. That's my friggin' chin twitching. But trust me, it's good. It's a good twitching. It's a good throbbing.
Poochie.
Yeah, and that is a Poochie adage. So, what is? Oh, I gotta stop doing that. What is? What has your boy been up to? What has the DJ been up to? That is an open question. I hope everybody is asking that question. People have been very nice. They've been writing, what are you doing? Where are you? They've been writing that on little notes, pushing them under my door, figuratively. What have I been doing? I don't know. I saw Nosferatu. That was pretty good. I finally saw, The Florida Project.
The Florida Project.
That's a movie from 2017. That was really good. Have you seen this movie? Amazing movie. That movie, The Florida.
The Florida Project.
Amazing movie. Both had Willem Dafoe in it, or William Defoe. He got robbed. He should have been won that best supporting actor. Yeah, so go see FP if you haven't seen it already.
The fluff, fluff, fluff,
right, that's
fluff,
enough. That's enough.
Florida,
that's enough. Enough. Also, I was in Virginia.
Pucker status is.
Yep. So I was out getting this. Macular pucker fix. People who follow me on over there on Instagram know that I got this macular pucker. It's this thing where my right eye was kind of dying like an aloe plant that you water too much. That's another thing I've been doing over the break, watering my aloe plant, because it was doing great. Really doing great, but it was doing great in a way that I didn't actually care for. Like, it was doing, like, great in a boastful way. Like, the plant was like, seriously, it was like it was saying, looking at me, Bucci, saying, hey, look at me. Look at me grow, Bucci. Look at me grow. Well, your growth is mostly in the waistline. And then it goes, ha! Laughing at me. I said, shut up. So I started watering this thing every day, you know, to show it who's bossed, show who I'm in control of your life, aloe plant. And it's doing really terribly now. It's dying. I'm in control. That's what I wrote on the note that I pushed into its soil. And I laughed. I was the one who was laughing. Ha 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 ha. I gotta get rid of that. So anyway, I was getting to the point where I couldn't see out of my right eye. And people who go bird watching with me know that I need to see. So I went down to Virginia to see this specialist, Dr. Mary Beth. This person my friend Steve recommended. And folks, this woman was the best. You have an ocular issue, an OI? I don't like that reverb. But if you do have an ocular problem, you should go to her. Norfolk, Virginia. She is the first doctor that I've met. The first doctor that I've ever had who didn't wear sunglasses while I was talking to them, which is good, seems like a small thing, but sunglasses, I don't think they work with doctors. They make the doctor seem mysterious, and no one wants a mysterious doctor.
Bucci.
It is not a Bucci adage, though. Because some people do. Also, when these doctors, when they do wear these mirrored, you know, cop shades, and they give you the bad news, you can actually see your own worried face reflecting back at you. And you can see, oh my God, that's what I look like when I've gotten the bad news. And so it's not great. It's not great. So, but she wasn't like that. Dr. Beth, she cared. As long as I was paying her, she cared. And so with this surgery, I'm just going to, you know, I don't want to go into this whole thing, but she, you know, she laid me on the table, literally, and she made incisions into the white of my eye, and then she removed all the gels. I hate that reverb. But she removed all the gel from my eye.
Easy.
And then peeled back the scar tissue that was the thing that was kind of making my eye go pucker, and pulled it off from the retina, and then she replaced it with this new gel, this clear fluid, this plastic polymer, and sealed it with a kiss. Slash a laser. And you know what? You know what? It worked, babe. My macula no longer puckers, folks. It no longer puckers. Check me out on Blue Sky. You can see my eyes are wide the F open. In fact, actually, she did too good of a job, I would say. Because my eye is, it's almost too wide. It's like gaping, my eye. Gaping open, spreading across my face. It's so gaping. And now I see, it's hard to explain what I see. I see too much. I see everything now. Like I can see a person, but I can also see other things. I can read. Actually, I can't read. I still can't. I still have to wear reading glasses to read. But I can see most other things. But I also have like a second sight. A 2S. A 2NDS. Like a clairvoyance, a precognitive ability. That's right. Your boy can see into the future. Yes. That was supposed to be like a musical sting. Your boy can see into the future. Dun, dun. I gotta do everything myself. So the left eye, not the rapper, the Bucci's left eye, has first sight, so it sees things in the present, like my dinner and my wife. Can see my wife perfectly, which she doesn't love, and I can see like station manager Ken's icy glare when I use one of his pens. But with the right eye, I can see into the future.
Trust Bucci.
That's some surgery I got. Unfortunately, I can't see my own future unless I look at myself in a mirror, but I smashed all the mirrors in my apartment because of... It doesn't matter why I did that. It doesn't relate. But I do know what things are... I mean, things that are going to happen to people. Like, I have this... I can look at a person and can tell that I can read them. Like a friggin' tea leaf. Which I don't even know what that is. But I know I can read it. I do have to wear reading glasses to read a tea leaf.
Bucci.
So I've been going around reading people's future. I set up a table in the lobby of my condo and just sat there like Lucy and said, "Hey, I'll read your future's red. But it turns out, it's interesting. I found out, it turns out people don't trust you when you just sit there and tell them that you're an oracle. I tried to read this guy in my... this guy, Dan. He lives in the condo next to mine. Tried to read his future, and then I told him that I saw he was going to knee me in the stomach. And that came true, actually, almost immediately. But then I told him these other things, and he was, like, waving. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. And also, you're lying. Get away from me. Also, you got to clean up your doormat. Why is your doormat so filthy? And I said, I don't know. I bought it dirty.
Bucci adage.
Mm. Yeah, that's one. So I found out that, you know, they don't trust a street clothes oracle. You have to have the accoutrement of a seer, of a seer. The bells and whistles. So to make, you know, it makes you seem more legit. So I got a crystal ball. Here it is. It's more like tin. I turned one of my old bucket hats into a bucket turban. And I got a really low-cut dress like the Greek oracles had. Super low-cut with like a diamond brooch that goes all the way down. I glued a third eye to my forehead. It's googly eye, but I broke the Google mechanism, so now it just stares. And I put mascara around it, so it's super goth third eye. Intense looking. I got a flowing robe. Listen to how flowing this robe is. I'm wearing it now. Hold on. And so I brought all these things to the park, and I started, and I read a few, and it was very successful. So now what I want to do is bring it to the people who matter. You. I'm talking to you. I'm bringing it to the airwaves for the new year, because I want to look into you and see what's what. Now, people are like, I don't want to know. So I'm not going to look too far into your future. Because then all hour will be like, you're going to die, you're going to die, no, you're also going to die, you're going to die. So it gets depressing. So I'm just going to look into this year, the year 2025, and see what's coming for you in this new year. Pretty great, huh? Rhetorical question. So if you are anxious about this, if you're anxious about this coming year... which I don't see why you would be. But if you are, I can help with that fear. And if I do see some bad thing that's going to happen to you, I won't say it. I'll just make something up. Some good thing. So, that's what the show's going to be. Exciting, right? That's coming up after the break. So before we look into the future, let's just take one last look into the past with a song. A wonderful song that's all about looking back and mourning what you see. It's Swamp D-O-double-G, The World Beyond, only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Bucci peers into your future.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
As we're back. That was Swamp Dog. World Beyond, where he remembers the world as it used to be before a giant apocalypse. He was wondering what a shoe is and a dog is, and he was wondering all these things. Didn't know what a shoe was. This poor, poor world that old Swamp Dog was living in. Now he's doing okay. I think he performed at the recent Hanukkah shows that Yola Tango put on. All right, we are taking, Bucci is looking into the future and telling you what is going to happen to you in the coming year. But I have this, like, I have second sight. Basically, I'm sorry to say, I have second sight. I'm a prognosticator, and that's it. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but I'm just saying it's kind of a burden, but I'm going to use my burden and on you. And let me predict who this is. Oh, it's Franco. Who's this?
Hello, Bucci?
Yeah, hey. Damn, first prediction got wrong. Bucci, that's fine. I get one prediction wrong. Yeah, who's this? Who is
this? This is Quinn.
Oh, hey, Quinn. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, except I'm worried about politics.
I see. So that's why you're worried about politics. That's weird.
I'm worried about them affecting my Fabergé egg business.
Oh, yeah, that's true. While Biden was in office, he was like an umbrella for Fabergé eggs. So the door is open now. These things getting smashed. I do feel that. I share that fear, Quinn. Quinn, or do you want me to look into this year or not?
I do. I want you to tell me about the prospects for single-size Fabergé eggs.
No, I'm going to tell. Look, you're not dictating what I'm going to see. I'm going to just look, and I'm going to tell you what I can see. So maybe that's going to be about Fabergé eggs, but most likely not. Are you ready? That's fine. All right. Now just sit there. You don't have to do anything. Just brace yourself. Quinn, I see brown pants. You're gonna start wearing brown pants this year. You wore them before, but they're gonna be even browner. All right, that's your prediction. See ya.
You've changed my life.
That's weird. I'm not gonna change anyone's life unless that's my prediction, that Bucci's gonna change your life. By the way, all these predictions, they should also. There's an unspoken prediction that you're going to be listening to Bucci, you're going to be nice to Bucci, you're going to tell people how much you like Bucci. That's unsaid, but that is in your future. Caller, you got Bucci. The Oracle Bucci. Hello, who's this?
It's Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. I
tricked you, didn't I?
I missed by one. I sensed
well,
you
let me
out
tell
there.
You, I have more tricks up my sleeve for the new year.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know about that because of my second sight.
Of course you do.
But, you know, so let's not talk about them, okay? Let's keep a surprise.
All right.
You have a nice New Year's Eve and, I guess, New Year's Day?
Subpar, but I don't want to go into that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a terrible holiday. So
yeah, it stunk. It really did.
It's awful. So, all right. So, Franco, brace yourself, because Bucci's going to appear into your friggin' future, okay?
Okay. I'm sitting on the bed.
Don't
like
move.
I usually do.
I don't want to know where you're sitting. All right. Don't move.
Mm-mm.
Franco. Gonna read no books this year, but you will read 60,000 sentences and over a million commas. All right, that's your future.
Yeah,
you're gonna read a lot of sentences this year.
Like, there's nothing there. It's like an empty aquarium.
What's an empty aquarium? Your future?
Well, I didn't hear you make any Prognications, is that the way I'd say it? Or that Amos, that's the way Amos and Andy would say it. I didn't hear anything.
I told you you're going to read books. I mean, you're not going to read any books. If you're thinking and planning that you're going to read a bunch of books this year, I'm afraid, my friend, that's not happening. But you are going to read some sentences that you're really going to like.
Okay. Anything else?
Let me see. Let me look, Kara. Let me look. Oh, oh my God. Franco, you're going to meet the guy from The National, the band The National. You're going to meet him in a coffee shop.
Strange you should say that. I almost did have a run-in with him.
Really? See,
I
already know that.
I won't tell you why, because you don't need the backstory.
This show is not about backstory. It's all about what's happening in the year 2025.
Well, nothing's happened yet except a big fire that just about killed everybody.
Yes, yes. And are you okay? How are you doing?
We're okay.
You're doing okay?
But our friends aren't okay.
I'm very sorry. It's a terrible situation, and I did think
of you.
And I really
literally stinks. The air smells like burning garbage.
Yeah, man. I'm very glad you're okay. And
well, thank you very much.
All right. Have a great rest of your year. I believe I'll probably talk to you at some point, but have a nice...
most likely next week?
Yeah, most likely. I'll look into my future and see if that's going to happen. I'll see if I can schedule that in my future. All right, bye. 201-209-9368. Bucci is looking into your future and telling you what he sees. But don't worry, I'm not going to find anything bad. If I do, I'm going to lie about it, but I'm here to assuage your fears.
Bucci assuages.
Caller, you got Bucci. Oracle Bucci.
Bucci. Hello, my friend.
Okay, hello. Who's this?
This is Worm.
All right. Hey, Worm, how are you?
I'm feeling great, feeling dandy. Friday night, talking to you.
Yeah, those are the things. Those are the two things on your whiteboard, right?
Yes.
Okay, so are you ready to meet a peer viciously into your brain and spit out what I see? Are you?
It's a rhetorical question. Seat. I'm ready.
Okay. I actually knew that you were sitting on the edge of your seat, too. I could see it all, baby. All right. Something. What are you going to inherit? Let me look into your future. You're going to inherit a big, fat pork shoulder. Your grandfather has been keeping this pork shoulder in the back of his fridge, and he's going to finally give it to you. All right, that's it. That's it. You're getting a pork shoulder. Like a nice. It's gonna be a good one though. I mean, just I would cook it as soon as possible because it doesn't look that good.
That's incredible. All right, thank you. I can't wait to get in touch with my grandpapa and get that pork shoulder.
Yeah, just if he says he doesn't know what he's talking about, make sure you press him really hard. Okay, bye. 201-209-9368. We are taking Goracle. Bucci's an oracle. He's got a third eye, even though it is glued to his head. But his right eye is seeing through your waving hands. You're trying to wave your hands in front of your face to try to ward off Bucci. But there's no warding me off. I can see you, and I'm talking to you. I'm looking into my own future if I could do such a thing. I'd like to get some new callers. Hopefully, you know, just a whole new assortment of callers. Maybe more female callers, because my wife is always saying my show's a sausage party or a D celebration. And so I'd like to get a more variety of people. That's one of the things I'm putting out into the universe. Caller, you got Uchi Booch.
Boochie.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Boochie. Hey, it's Jessa.
Oh, hey, Jessa. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I already knew you were doing good. So I really don't even know why I'm asking such a question, because I could tell. I already knew you were doing really well. All right. Okay.
All right. So relax. My future?
Yeah, I'm going to look into your future. Just this year. I don't want to, if you're thinking about what I want to know about 2026.
No, just this year.
All right, here obviously. We go. Here we go. Oh, that's a dark one. Jessa. Jessa. You're finally... Oh, I can... It's coming. You're finally gonna finish editing that podcast you've been working on. It's finally gonna get done. And it's gonna be put up on YouTube. And it's gonna get... 24,000 likes. All right, that's enough. So how about that? Have you been working on a podcast?
I mean, I have, you know, like peripherally.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I sense you taking the wheel, actually, and pushing the driver out of the driver's seat, and you're going to take the wheel and drive that thing to YouTube, where it's going to get very, very, a lot of traffic.
Huh. Well, that's great news.
Yep.
That is your future.
That, okay. No problem. Thanks, Jessa. I hope that makes you feel good. And even if it doesn't, there's nothing I can do about it.
All right, later.
All right, bye.
That is your future.
I wanted that drop to sound more impressive. And I told my uncle, make a drop that sound with a lot of echo on it that sounds cool. And listen to this.
That is your future.
What does that mean? It doesn't even sound cool. All right, 201-209-9368, your boy the Oracle, sitting there at Delphi / WFMU, and he's looking to see what's coming for you in the year to come, Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is God.
You're
Godfrey
on the
Jones.
Air.
Godfrey Jones.
This is Godfrey Jones.
Yes, Godfrey Jones. First name Godfrey, last name Jones.
Oh, your last name isn't Free, right? Your first name isn't God and your last name Free?
No, my first name is Godfrey.
God...
And my last name is Jones.
Godfrey Jones. Okay, Godfrey Jones.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Godfrey Jones, do you want to... I usually don't like last names on the radio, but we're just going to run with it. Godfrey Jones, do you want me to read into your future?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, please.
I already knew you did. All right, here we go. Godfrey. Godfrey. I am looking into your brain, literally. And I see. You're going to start calling Dunkin' Donuts Dunkin' this year. Stop saying Dunkin' Donuts and accept that they're now called Dunkin', and you're going to call it that all the time. All right, that's it. That's your future.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Godfrey Jones. You know, I've been resisting calling Dunkin' Donuts Dunkin' too. I get so mad. I'm like, no, it's Dunkin' Donuts. But... You know, that Godfrey Jones doesn't have that battle anymore. They're gonna Dunkin' Donuts is gonna be happy with them. Some of these look, I mean, I don't want to judge your futures, but some of them are pretty pedestrian. I feel like I was hoping that someone would be like, "Oh, you're gonna like work out or something. Or you're gonna get really really big legs, like a catcher's legs." You know. But I can't pick the futures. I can only pick the callers. And here's one now. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. How, did you have a nice new year? Why
did I ask? Yes, I did. You?
I mean, New Year. What is New Year's Eve? It's like I said to Franco, it's not the best. It's not my favorite. But I'm not going to judge you. All right, Franco. Hero, do you want me to look at your future, or do you not want me? Do you not want, would you be like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I want it to be a mystery. Do you want that?
I do want to see in the future.
Good, because there's no mysteries from Bucci.
No.
Long drop. All right, Hero, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
You're going to make the Brooklyn Bridge out of Legos. And it's going to be win a contest.
Steve, what?
You're going to make the Brooklyn Bridge out of Legos. That's what you're going to do. And it's going to win third place in a competition, a Lego competition. That's pretty exciting. There's a lot of Legos in the Brooklyn Bridge. Is that a Bucci adage?
Is there?
I mean, have you seen the Brooklyn Bridge? Have you seen a photo of it? You must have a big glossy poster of the Brooklyn Bridge on your above your bed, right? Every little boy does.
No.
Well, I don't know. You're weird. So, but anyway, trust me. You're going to look it up on Wikipedia, and you're going to start building this thing out of Legos, and it's going to be very impressive. It's not going to be life-size, but it's going to be at least the size of your driveway.
Really?
Yeah, really. Well, I'm not lying.
That's quite big.
Well, I know, but this is something to look forward. You better get to it.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. People are fighting me on these, you know, prognostications. You know what? It's in my future. I'm going to see the Florida Project again.
The Florida Project.
And I'm going to start eating a bunch of peach jelly. Call it Bucci.
Hey, Bucci. My name's Joe.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. I have kind of a technical question about your method, and I know you don't want to reveal too much about your craft.
Or anything. But yes, go ahead.
Do you use, like, I don't know if you're familiar with Romper Room, but at the end of episode, she would hold up a mirror, and she could see all the children watching through the television via this mirror. And so I feel kind of like you've got that kind of, you know, scene stone thing going on.
So
and
so Joe, to answer your question, no, that is, I don't do any of the things he just listed. Where my power comes from is I had this issue with my eye, and my doctor fixed it too well, and now this one eye is like glowing red, and it can see into the future. So it's not external. I don't need any bells and mirrors. It's just it's inside of my head. And it's
okay,
looking
so
outward.
Interior, like a mystical. You're like a real mystic.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, lay it on me then. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go, Joe. Okay. Don't move.
I'm driving.
Yeah, don't move. I just don't move. Don't even move. Okay. The take everything. Just relax. Okay, here we go. Joe. What do I see? You're gonna finally see Wyclef Jean this year. In concert. No, wait. On the street. All right, Joe, that's your future. You're gonna see Wyclef Jean from the Fugees this year.
Okay.
Do you know what he looks like?
I can see that. I've seen him, yeah. I've seen him in... Not in person, but in the media, yeah.
Yeah, so now you know what he looks like. Keep an eye out for him, because you're going to see him on the street, and you're going to come up to him. What else do I see? You're going to come up to him.
So I'll approach him.
And he's going to approach you. And
okay.
What else? He's going to ask you when the next bus is. That's it. It's going to be a pretty interesting interaction. You're going to say, oh, it's in 15 minutes. And he's going to go, damn, I just missed it.
Okay, so I think you said you can't give any kind of like relationship of time of like it could be earlier in the year.
No. This is happening this year. I can't really see when that's going to happen. So you just gotta keep looking out for it. You got to make sure that you're, you know, just keep looking out, all right?
Okay, got it.
Too many questions. What do you ask the Oracle of Delphi? You're like, oh, wait, when is this going to happen? The Oracle of Delphi would burn you alive if you asked such a question. That Oracle of Delphi was really tough, though. Different world, different life. I looked into my wife, my current wife's, and let me see if I can look into the future. Yes, oh, yeah, she's my future wife. And she's going to finally, I said, oh, you're going to finally land that Samsung account. Because she's been trying to get this Samsung account. I don't know what she's going to do with it, but she's like, I got to get the Samsung account. She wrote Samsung account on a bunch of paper and just screw it all over the place. Really. But don't worry, Mrs. B. This is going to be the year for you. Caller Yagabuchi. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Bucci? How you doing, Bucci?
Oh, hey, who's this?
It's Double G.
Double G. Hi. How are you?
You know, I'm doing a lot better, you know. I'm out on parole. And, you know, I'm looking to...
I didn't see that coming. You know? I didn't see that coming. You know, I've been watching this movie, this television show, Prison Break. Did you see Prison Break? You ever see Prison Break?
The conditions of my release is why I can't comment on my television watching.
Oh, okay. Well, the guy tattooed his escape route on his body. Is that what you did to get in? Did you tattoo your, your parole plea on your body and read it?
What am I even talking about? The Twin Peaks movie on my back. Okay. So I didn't have room for the...
Yeah, sure. The Twin Peaks movie. All right. So, Double G, I'm going to look into your future. Oh, it's dark. No surprises there.
Oh, God. Bucci, no.
Double G, don't talk.
Look,
don't talk. Double G. Ooh, you're finally going to have a baby. What? Wait. Oh, you're over for dinner. You're going to have a baby over for dinner. I don't know. I don't like that future, but I guess you... I guess you... It's going to be you and a baby on the other ends of a long table like Citizen Kane, and you guys are both going to be eating dinner. That's what I see.
Does the baby have dietary restrictions?
Yes.
You know, these kids these days are vegan.
Yes, but I can't... I'm not reading the baby's future. I'm only reading yours, so you're just going to have to send them an email and tell like, look, what can you eat? Because I want to have you over for dinner finally. Then we're going to watch... Prison Break.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bucci, can I thank you for sending all that stuff to the commissary for me? Because I really appreciated all that stuff.
Of course. I hope you like blank pieces of paper. I thought you could maybe use them, and so I would definitely send. I sent all that I could find, which is three pieces.
Some of them had scribbles on them, but I saved them for you, so I was going to mail them back to WFMU headquarters, but then I can't be like by post offices because of the condition of my release.
That's your future.
So
Okay.
That's his future. I can't going on and on about, you know, whatever he's talking about. I gave him what I can give and give, but I, you know, that's enough. That's your future. Take it and like a man. Is that a Bucci adage? No. 201-209-9368. The Oracle at Bucci is reading your future and telling you what's going to happen to you in the coming year. I'm hoping to... maybe get a purple Kangol. I don't know if I can pull it off, but we'll see. Caller, you got
Bucci. I'm Bucci.
Bucci, is that you?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Zachary. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Are you offended? You've changed your attitude instantly.
No. I didn't.
Didn't you know I was calling?
No. Look, I'm busy. I can't look into the future every second of the day. You know, I'm just going to look into your personal future. Here we go.
What are you doing all day, Bucci?
Zachary.
This is like Enya.
I'm looking into your future. Oh, I can see you. Oh, when you call the show, I see you being way more concise and on topic. In fact, let me think. You're hardly going to talk at all. You're just going to say, hey, it's Zachary, and I'm calling in on top. And then you're going to hang up. Okay, that's it. Wow, that's an interesting future, Zach. Marie.
You think?
Yeah, and look, I mean, what do you think? Do you like that future? It's too. I don't care if you like it or not. That's your future, okay?
That's my future.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's your future. Okay.
That's my future.
Yeah.
But no reverb.
No.
No delay.
No delay. You're just gonna call in. It's gonna be great. This is the last call that you make. That's gonna go over a minute.
You don't like longer than minute calls.
You know, hey, I love it, but you know, whether I love it or not, that's what's going to happen to you.
Hey, did you hear all the press you were getting on 7-second delay?
No, I did not.
Well, let's just say Andy, if you see him, I would try to keep a little distance.
Last time I saw Andy, he looked at me. He did not recognize me. He just looked at me. He's like, oh, hey, nice to meet you.
No,
and he shook my hand, and
he
had a quarter in my hand. He slipped me a quarter in his handshake. I guess that's what he does.
He'll recognize you this time, Bucci.
Okay, nice to see
you. He's handing out money tonight.
Okay, see you later. I wish that call was less than a minute, but I can't pick it. All right, caller, you got Bucci.
Whether I love him or not, that's what's going to happen.
Hello? Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this? Who's this?
This is Keith.
Oh, I already knew that. I'm sorry. Hey, Keith, do you want your future read?
Yeah, I was very interested in that.
Okay, just sit there and don't twitch or because I don't want to miss and read someone else's future. So just sit there very, very carefully.
Okay.
Gonna get married this year. And you're gonna get AI to write your wedding vows. Wait, no, not AI. AL. You're gonna get some guy named Al to write your wedding vows. And that's your future.
What? I couldn't hear anything you said.
What? I don't know what to tell you. You can't hear me now?
I can hear you a little bit, but you're very, very low.
All right, I gotta go. All right. I already knew that people couldn't hear me. I hope people can hear me, because that would defeat the purpose of a radio show. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Athena, are you guys still reading futures?
Yeah, we're reading futures.
Athena. Oh, I love this.
Oh, great.
I would love to be a participant and have my future read. I've been having crazy dreams.
You've been having crazy dreams? What kind of dreams have you been having?
You know, sometimes I'm just like, you know, in a place from the past or like a school that I grew up in, you know, and then I wake up and I'm like, it's not even the same state.
Right. Right. So these dreams, I wish I can interpret your dreams, but I can only interpret the future from what I see. So.
All right. That's what matters. We're just going to keep moving forward.
Yeah, we got to keep moving forward. All right, Athena, here we go. Athena, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, great. Athena. Athena. I'm looking into your future. I see this year you got a... Did you get a Christmas mug for Christmas? Did you get a mug for Christmas?
Did I get a mug? You know what? I have like amnesia. I forgot, you know, what
well,
I did yesterday.
Well, the Christmas...
I don't think I got a mug, but
well,
I got a... What did I get? Oh, my God.
All right. Just, Athena, I got to read some more. Hold on. You're gonna get a mug then. Someone's gonna give you a big coffee mug, big and wide, and you're gonna use it to put pencils in it.
Oh, yeah, we're making some stuff. We're drawing some
stuff. Yeah, you're gonna do more art, and your pencils and pens aren't gonna be rolling all over the floor. They're gonna be in this mug that someone's gonna give you. I thought it was for Christmas, but.
Yes, I'm gonna be organized.
Yeah, you're gonna get organized, and you're gonna use that organization to pour it into art, which is a good future.
Oh, my God, I've been blessed.
Oh, you are blessed. And bless you, Athena.
Bless you, too,
yes.
My dear.
And bless Bucci.
Bucci.
Bye. All right. We maybe have time for one more, what do you call it, future. If, you know, you want to be, you want Bucci to read you like a book, then call in 211-209-9368. One of my things in my future, which is going to be maybe you're interested in, is I'm going to try to do some live shows this year. I'm going to be doing some Bucci Live. Bucci Live.
That is your future.
Let's stay tuned for that. You want to see Bucci's face, then just keep staying tuned. And the other thing that I see in the future, let's look into my own future. I'm gonna have this little hand mirror. I'm gonna look into my future. Oh, Bucci. 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 I see you arguing with a person working at CVS because they don't carry that facial scrub that you like anymore, which they always did, and you love going there for that, only that, they don't carry it, so you're gonna be arguing a lot, and this will happen to you this year, but it is gonna happen over and over again. Well, that's not a great future. 201-209-9368. One more, any more time for a future? Can I assuage your fears for this year?
Bucci assuages.
Up next is a Billy Jam. I could see that in the future. I bet you're all rubbing your hands together for that. Here, we all set. Is Billy upstairs? Is he ready to go? Yeah? All right. All right, so one of the things in my future, you don't need a crystal ball to know you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online and all the time at WFMU.org. Billy Jam, Put the Needle on the Record is next. Who listens to Bucci? You know it. Bucci. Who did Bucci?
Bucci.